And, you know, we're kind of past the midway point of the season. You look at it, how are all the six franchises doing?
You know what? Everybody's doing real well. I've kind of looked at this, obviously at the halfway point multiple times throughout the year. And I'm really excited about the trajectory we're on. I'm excited about what all of our teams, not just the teams on the court, but the teams in the front offices have been able to do across the country. And really, it's kind of fascinating when you think about it. We've, from a small office in Thorold, Ontario, which many of you probably have no idea where that is, we were able to, start a league, initiate six franchises with no local ties, no local ownership, and do a darn good job at getting off the ground and really set the tone for a long, long future here for basketball in Canada.
So when you came in, what were your expectations? Like, did you guys have a specific amount of fans you felt you needed to ensure that year one was a success, or was it that combination plus sponsorship?
Yeah, we looked at, obviously, what our break-evens would be. We looked at what kind of the first steps, initial things in terms of attendance, in terms of partnerships, what that would look like. I can tell you we are basically exactly where I anticipated we would be. So we have, we always have work to do, and I will always push my staff across the country to work harder and work smarter. But truthfully, given the fact that, we had, a bunch of people having to do multiple jobs to get, a league and teams off the ground, along the way, some things, fall through the cracks. And you don't get the great attention to sales, or you don't get the great attention to sponsorship because you're trying to find a place for training camp, or you're trying to find a bus to take the players from here to there, or what have you. There's so many things that go on in the world of sports that, with smaller staffs, you've got to work your way through it. So we've gone through that, obviously, and we've come out the other side, and we feel good. We are excited about the conclusion of this year. We're really excited about Championship Weekend in Saskatoon, which is going to be just outstanding. And then immediately following that, on August 26th, all our attention goes to year two. It turns towards making all of our teams better off the court. It turns towards adding potential new teams across the country. And everything is on pace to be able to do that.
Mike Morreale, Commissioner of the CEBL, joins us. And that was my question, Mike. When you look at it, expansion's always a great idea, but, do you want six secure franchises before you do that? Or did you have a plan to say, okay, maybe we can go up to eight? Like, I'm assuming you don't want an odd number of franchises. It's either going to be six or eight or possibly 10.
Yeah, we'll take an odd number if it's the right person, but we won't. So I'll go to seven if it's the right group, but I won't go to eight just to make it eight.
Okay.
Right. So I'm willing to work with the opportunities that are in front of us. So I feel very, very confident about adding a seventh team. We're also investigating, selling some of our initial teams, our original or inaugural teams, to local operators, because that was kind of the intention, the whole plan, the whole way around. But you're right, we're not just going to expand to expand. That does nothing for us. What we want to do is be systematic in how we do it, partner with the right people, make sure it makes sense, fill in parts of the country that maybe aren't serviced right now, and continue to grow towards that 10 to 12 team national league that is going to be a household name. So when I look at where we intended to be and where we are and where we want to go, our path is pretty much right on target. You always want more bums and seats and more money in the bank. That's just the nature of sports or any business for that matter. But man, I got to tell you, what we've created from an atmosphere perspective, from a talent on the court, which has just been really, really good, and the buy-in that we get from our fans that come and the feedback we get, all positive, I know that we are on the right track. And I also know that this was not a one-year plan. This was a long-term plan, a multi-year plan, 5 to 10 year plan, because we plan on being here and being the next big sports and entertainment option for Canadians across the country in the spring and summer.
Mike Morreale, the commissioner of the CEBL, joins us. What's the feedback been from the players? How do they like how the league's run and the overall quality of play?
That's been really good. And, I, for one, knew we'd have really good players. I didn't anticipate the level that we got to rather quickly. And there's some flux in our take a look at the Stingers, a perfect example. They started the year, they had a group of guys that they're working with. They were struggling a bit, certainly struggled on the road. And then they started adding these little pieces here and there. And that's the nature of pro basketball and international basketball. Some guys are wrapping up their season in Germany or Spain, you know, up until the first week of June. So we don't have access to them until they come home. And some may choose to leave a bit early, although I hope not. We've made, you know, the way we've structured our playoffs, et cetera, and bonuses are in a way to keep these guys around to make sure that we get the highest quality talent. But everyone has told me how impressed they are. And to me, it was about just being professional and making sure you did the little thing. So as early as training camp, I got a lot of positive feedback from players, from coaches, from support staff, just about, you know, this is good. You guys are doing all the right things. And when you hear it from players, I'll get direct messages from players about how thrilled they are for what we're doing. And you know, they're happy to help. They want to be here and they want to make it successful. So when everyone's pulling in the same direction, it makes for a good thing in the long run.
Well, I see the Edmonton Stingers are definitely getting themselves out in the community. I mean, the Stollery and different areas like that. And obviously that's important, Mike. I think obviously from your time in the CFL, connecting to the community as much as having an exciting product is monumental, I believe, for importance for an organization to really kind of create that connection between players and fans.
I think, truthfully, I think it's the most important. We are a community team, which means that the community comes to watch us play, which means we need to give back and add back to the community in a positive way. So when we structured contracts, we ensured that all players knew that they had to give up a couple hours a week, every week, and 30 hours over the course of the year to participate in community-related events. And I'm not talking about, you know, there's a sponsor wants you at a banquet. I'm talking about going to the things you met, going to Stollery, going to meet the kids, giving back. Because, and truthfully, you know, if you go there to put a smile on someone else's face as an athlete, and you leave there with a bigger smile yourself because of the people you meet. So that goes a long, long way into getting into the grassroots of the community. The Eskimos, of course, have done a great job for as long as they've been here, and the other teams in the community have, and we're just starting. So I'm really impressed, especially with Edmonton, what they've been able to do, you know, assembling talent, assembling a team, getting the team together to go with the community and do good things. That, to me, is a bigger win than selling out an arena in some cases, because in time that will come. But the real work's done in the community first.
Mike, one last one for you. The playoff format, which I really like, it's kind of like March Madness when you get to the Final Four. Your top four teams are in. It's Saskatchewan's hosting, and they're one of the top four teams now anyway, so that's a good sign. And they go in, and it's 1 versus 4, 2 versus 3. Boom, it's quick, it's done, and away you go. Is that the plan moving forward, or when you get more teams, would you go to a bigger playoff format?
Well, I think we'll expand the number of teams as we grow, but I'm not sure we'll change the format.
Okay.
The format works. Obviously, the NCAA has been doing it forever, and I know there's a big lead up to the Final Four, but you know that's similar to our season. So people are jockeying for position to get into that top three or top four. As we go, you know, expand more teams. Potentially, we may have a playoff game, you know, qualification game, maybe to get into the playoffs later. But one thing about playoffs, when you're trying to, especially basketball, when you're trying to, you know, you finish a season and say you're the Edmonton Stingers and you just realize, hey, we just clinched second. And the traditional format is, hey, let's have a 7-game series or a 5-game series at home and it starts next week. And you have to sell 2, 3, 4 games to a local community. It doesn't make sense to do that. So this way was, you know, it works, obviously, because we've seen it happen in the NCAA. It's exciting. It's single elimination. It puts everything on the line. It creates event. And that, to me, was really important.
Mike, well, congratulations on what so far has been a successful season, and hopefully it continues right through to the end, and the crowds keep building as it gets closer to the playoffs and then into Saskatchewan for the final.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.